today's gospel, I think, talks a lot about the Good Shepherd and talks a lot about the sheepfold, the folks who come through this gate, and of course, ultimately and finally come through to find the person of Jesus Christ. I know that's your journey, and I know that's what you're seeking. It's what all of us are seeking here at St. Monica's. We're all seeking to know Jesus Christ every day in a better way, to believe that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is right with us every single step of the way. It's hard sometimes to even put our head around that, to imagine that, to think that. But the reality of it is, that's why Jesus came. He came in order for us to be able to be assured of his presence all through the day, whether it's in difficult times or in good times or whatever those moments are, in times of death or whatever that is, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is with us. And we are trying to learn to recognize his voice. We're trying to be able to detect that person of Christ in the scriptures, in the word, in each other, in this community of faith. We're trying ultimately and finally to come to that person of Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our personal Savior. As our Lord and as our personal Savior. That's what we all seek, and that's what we're celebrating, and that's what we hope to journey with you on these wonderful days, weeks, and months that are ahead. That Gospel of John, of course, talks about the voice of Christ and that the sheep recognize his voice. I had a wonderful thing happen to me 2 weeks ago at Santa Monica Hospital. I was not on duty, but someone called and the person wasn't there. So I went over to St. John's and I walked, into Santa Monica Hospital. And I walked into the hospital room and there were a whole group of people around a woman who has been unconscious all day long. She had been unconscious and was right at the door, very, very near death. So I greeted the family and chatted with him for a few moments. And then the daughter said to me, you know, Monsignor, I worked in Stephen's ministry. I was a part of this church community, but I had to move back to the valley because that's where my mother was. And I wanted to stay with her in her last year or so of her life. She's been unconscious all day. But would you still anoint her? Would you still be able to pray over her? And I said, of course I can anoint her and pray for her. How long has she been unconscious? She said, all day long. And she said, and by the way, Monsignor, she's been sober for 27 years. And I said, well, that's a beautiful way to end your journey in Jesus Christ, in sobriety, ending it in trying to discover the truth of our Lord and Savior and doing it in a sober way. And that was a great blessing for you. But I said, just a minute. So I bent down, her name was Mary, and I bent down and she was literally lying right on her back like this and she had pillows propped up and I said, Mary, this is Monsignor Torgerson. I'm here to pray for you and to anoint you and to bless you today because oftentimes people say your hearing is your last sense. And I said, just to be with you, to ask for the mercy of God, this is the truth. She looked up like this, and her eyes were like saucers. She turned and looked at me, and she said, oh, my God. That's the truth. And then turned back. As I prayed the prayer of absolution and anointing, she signed herself like this and went back into a coma and then died. What an extraordinary gift. And I say that to you, first of all, because we should not fear death. I know some years ago, I would never have been able to have the voice to do that. Because like all of us, we don't know what to do around death. It's certainly a difficult and sometimes frightening time to be with people who are right there at the door. But somehow we can gain a voice. You and I can gain a voice to be able to be with all of our weakness, with all of our struggle, with all of our sin, to be able to be that voice of Jesus Christ. All of us. So that gospel today is not just about the shepherd, the great shepherd. It's about us. It's about somehow recognizing in the voice of another. The prayer, the compassion, the love, and the care of Jesus Christ. So that's what we're really asked to do on this day. Our Lord is the good shepherd. He's the one. And he ultimately and finally is your pastor. He is your guide. He is your shepherd. He is the one. He's our great teacher. And but I think that we can look for other people in our lives who are also people who are life-giving, people who support that great ministry of Jesus Christ. And so on this Friday, I had an appointment with someone, and I actually didn't know what it was about. And he came in, and he gave me this book. I'm very blessed because I read, and people give me lots of wonderful things. And it's by an organization called Simple Truths. I've never heard of it before, but it's a full organization that does a variety of books and things. And in this book, V.J. Smith describes a man who I would like to just introduce to you today at St. Monica's. He lived in South Dakota. So he was not from the great city of Santa Monica or Venice. He was from South Dakota. And this young man, Marty, the book is entitled The Richest Man in Town. Marty was a man who had been a printer all of his life, and he was now in his late 60s, early 70s. And he had retired from printing. But Marty decided that he needed to continue to work because he didn't have health insurance. And he had four children and his wife, and they lived in a trailer park in a little town in South Dakota. And so Marty decided that he would go to work because there was a new Walmart opening in South Dakota. And so he decided he would go to work just to find a little job. And so they gave him the job as the greeter. He was the man standing at the door greeting people as they came in. And because Marty did that so well, they made him a cashier. I guess that's the promotion that he got. So at 70, my age, there he is, taking your money, checking you out with the cash register. But the unique quality of Marty, and where he got this, God only knows. Marty had this unique gift that every person who came in that line in that Walmart in South Dakota, when they came up to his place to put their groceries or their food or whatever they bought on this table, he would greet them. Just simply greet them. Look them in the eye. And say some little thing about them. How are you doing today? How's life? How's your mother? Just some little thing that was a sign to them. And then after he finished checking them out and receiving their money and getting the change, he would walk around from the counter, stand right in front of the person, hand them their change, take him by the hand, shake their hand, and say, "Thank you so much for coming to Walmart this morning." Do you know that Marty had the longest line in that store? Checkout stand number 9 was the only stand people would go to. Because somehow they felt in this person, Marty, some recognition, some little care. And so Marty became not only the best checkout person in the store, but ultimately and finally, because he only lived a few years, he became the number one person in all of Walmart. They have these heroes every year. Marty was the number one hero for the year. Simply because he, like the person of Jesus Christ, looked and cared for the person who was standing right in front of them. Everyone had a story. When he'd be with his wife or his kids out in the market, little kids would come up to him and say, "How are things at Walmart? Hi, Marty. Hey, Marty." Everyone knew him. I mean, it was no great thing And what attracts me to this little story, and I'll give you the final thought of it. What attracts me to the story is we don't have to be someone on top of the world. We can be a checkout stand person taking groceries or talking to people in the simplest of terms. It doesn't matter even what age we are. It's still part and parcel of the opportunity of our lives to be that voice, that person of Jesus Christ. And finally and ultimately, it helps me to try to rid myself of all of the things that so often overwhelm me in the administration of any kind of work, where you get so caught up in all of the daily stuff that you forget the thing that's most important. Marty has this simple philosophy. Three things. I'll repeat them a couple of times because it's hard for me to remember some of these things. But you can read the book in 2 hours, by the way. That's the kind of book I love. You know, you can. I got it Friday. I read it by last night. There it was. He says, number one, relationships matter most in life. Relationships. Number two, try to do just a little more. When someone would come up in his line and they were short, maybe 10 cents for you know, maybe didn't have, he'd give them the 10 cents or give them the 10 bucks. Fine, pay me back. They asked Marty one day, did anyone ever not pay back? He said, no one. They all came back every time. So relationships matter most. Try to do a little more. And this is the one I like best. Listen to this, brothers and sisters. Only you can make you happy. If you're mad today, if you're angry today, you can blame the world. But only you can make you happy. Circumstances certainly help. Challenges of life make it difficult. But only you can make this day a happy day. It's your decision. God's grace, your decision. Relationships matter most. Just do a little extra. Make that extra call. And only you can make you happy. And so, my brothers and sisters, on this Good Shepherd Sunday, we go to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, once again. We do our very best to hear his word. Hear his word in the scripture. Hear his word in the Eucharist. Hear his word in each other. Hear his word, his voice. Recognize that. And then to do our best. Be that shepherd, to do our best. And it's hard in a world that's so complicated and so messy and so abundant to follow that person of Christ. But I hold up to you today the richest man in town, Marty, who decided just by those simple acts of goodness to make a difference and to change this world. Amen.